In Search of Ancestors. Cross over the bridge, the postmistress says. Take the turn to your left and follow the path of the river. The road takes us past a walled estate, all neat hedges and locked gates, then turn sharply down a muddy lane where we do well to skirt the potholes. The road rises. There's a straggle of trees, haw and ash, hugging each other, and in a gateway a man wields a spade. We salute him, lower the window enough, hesitate to say the name, shy now of claiming kinship to gentry from the other side, to relatives so long lost and unknown. He repeats the estate name aloud, nods, asks no questions, points out the house up the hill surrounded by trees, ancient beech and sycamore. There, he says, that's where you're looking for. And so we have arrived at the place I have never known, yet is somehow a part of me. I knock, timid at first and then more boldly. The once imposing farmhouse sags under its own weight. There are dead flies trapped between the window pane and the net curtains. I wait, but there is no one within to answer, so we pass, trespass, into the yard. The evening sun warms the yellow brick. Above the coach house there are rooms where she might well have been born, to a young mother and a land steward father, the grandmother I never knew, the one I've come to claim, who lies now in an obscure grave in a Dublin cemetery. But I confess, I have no real understanding of the instinct that draws me here to breathe in air from another time. A sheepdog comes near, old and stinking, wagging his tail. He licks my outstretched hand. Above our heads, the crows come home to roost, as they have done for centuries. Home. It is such a sweet word to latch on to.